Thank you for holding. Is this Karen?
Yeah.
Hi, Karen. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
So far so good. It's been a pretty busy day, but it's a good problem to have. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. Did she do a good job of explaining how the listing works?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the placement on Google or how we can help the business?
Not really. She was about to tell me the prices.
Okay. Yeah, she asked. Yeah, she asked me to approve a new in business credit. She said your company's less than 5 years in business?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you the sole owner of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So let me pull up the pricing structures for Knoxville. Okay, and this is going to be... Okay, you can cover up to a 40 mile...
You said your business name was what? Sorry?
What was that?
You said you were calling from where?
Local Splash. Yep. Yeah, Local Splash. So if you look us up, we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. We're a premier partner. Been in business since 2004.
Okay.
Yeah, so when a position opens up, Google will give us a list of the companies that they feel are qualified. And then my reps like Tara, they call out until we fill the spot. Once we fill the spot, we close out the category. So we actually won't be able to work with anybody else in the roofing category in Knoxville and surrounding areas.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So some of the guys that are up there right now are like Smith Roofing and Exteriors, Barnett Roofing, Daniel Hood Roofing. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're talking about listing Lenago. Forgive me, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where we're talking about listing you guys. That's the major benefit, you know, in this. If you type in roof repair, there's only three spots. We only have one spot open currently. Once that spot fills, whether it be, you know, you guys or one of the competing roofing companies in the area, we close out the category. So we can't actually work with any other companies that fall within that roofing contractor category. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. So we saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's List already. Do you guys like that service? Are you doing well with it?
We just started with them.
Oh, okay. So it's too new to tell. The reason I was asking, Karen, is because I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and they always tell me that they like being on Google a lot better because people can call you directly as a live call, and you don't have to pay per lead or, like, click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. So I know their leads go to a couple other people, and that kind of makes it so you run into people who are, like, price shopping, even though you paid the lead fee.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, you know, it's just live calls from people who, you know, they just look up roof repair, gutter repair, roofing company near me, you know, and then you guys pop up. They can call you direct. So I do have pricing, though, for you. So based on some of the competing companies in the area, it looks like you're going to need the Platinum Package Bundle. The Platinum Package Bundle, it's advertised. Oh, this one includes the website, by the way. It's advertised at $499 month to month for roofing contractors in this state. I can actually get you that same package, but because of the new in business credit, I can reduce the rate to just $299.
Oh, okay.
So it's about a $200 price reduction.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, since your company's 5 years and under.
Okay, so you're saying $200 a month?
It'd be $299 a month, right. And it's month to month. And then there's no long-term contract. So we just go 1 month at a time with you guys.
Oh, okay. So it's just advertising and putting us there?
Correct. Yeah. I don't know if you're near a computer, but if you just look up like roof repair, Knoxville, Tennessee, you'll see a map that pops up and then you'll see those top three recommended. So you'll be one of those. It's a Google Places placement that we're calling about.
Okay. Let me see what you're talking about.
Yeah. It helps a lot if you could see it.
Yeah, these three.
So you guys would be there, and then obviously we'll build your website for you, so you'll have a website. We can request reviews from, like, past clients, because you're not going to have any reviews to start out. You guys don't even have just the Google business profile for them to be able to look you up by name on Google.
Yeah.
So we'll start getting reviews. We'll Google verify you, you know, and then build your website too. And we have everything attached to that listing. And then they have your direct number from there. So if they're on a mobile device, all they have to do is click on your name. It'll call you guys directly. You'll start generating live leads from there. And then we also provide a tracking system so you can see all the jobs that we're bringing in for you guys.
Let me think about it and let me talk to my husband about it, because I told you, my husband and I run the business, so it's something that's gonna be good for us, like on advertising and all that. But yeah, I'll have to talk to him about it.
Okay.
See, is this a good number that I can call back?
This line is primarily just outbound, because we're not Google. We're a Google partner. So what Google does when a spot opens up, they just create a list of the companies that they feel are qualified, and then they give it to my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were just talking to. And what they'll do, there's about 40 of them down there, like Tara, and then they just call out until the spot fills. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't actually work with any more than the allotted positions. There's only a couple of guys that can be up there at a time. Do you think this is something that your husband would be opposed to you giving a shot on a month-to-month basis?
That's the thing that I'm not really sure. We have to take them together, because, I mean, we have to pay $300 a month, so right now I'm not really sure if he'll approve that or not. So that's
You'd only be committing to a month if you signed up with us today. And obviously we know that everybody we work with is not going to keep paying us every month unless they're seeing some good results from the campaign. But as a roofing contractor, I mean, it's really easy to show you guys like a 10-to-1 return on investment on a $299 package like that, because I mean, like one roof is going to pay for it for the whole year. You know, the next 4 months are the most profitable time of the year for roofers. And I'm sure you guys would probably like having people call. I mean, I don't want to speak for them, but if you fast forward and let's say hypothetically you were to compare the two, the Home Advisor and what you're doing now, I'm sure you'd much rather have people call you directly than have to pay for every single lead, whether you get it or not.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I was trying, like I told you, I was trying to do one the other day. I think it was 3 days ago. Like to put my business there on the website on Google.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to do it. I don't know why.
We'll do it for you. It's a Google PIN verification. So, like, if you said yes, the first thing we do is we send you your PIN in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And so we'll get that number from you. And then we also send you a Google verification form that you have to fill out and send back to us. And it'll ask for, like, license, insurance, just the stuff that might be required by state in order for you guys to do the work. And that's why a lot of people pick these guys that are up here, is because they know these guys are verified contractors. They're Google verified. So they know they're getting a legitimate business, you know. So that'll help you guys a lot. It adds a lot of credibility. And that's something that you'll even keep for the company, even if you were to leave the first page placement with us later. you're still Google verified. Uh-huh. Like, they could still look you up and see all your reviews and everything. So,
mm.
I mean, there's not just the short-term benefit of the clients that it brings in, but the long-term benefits of, like, credibility, having reviews, you know, a site where they could look up some before and after shots of, like, work that he's done in the past,
uh-huh.
things like that.
So I have to pay first and then give you the information, or do I have to send you the information first and then pay?
I would create your initial account, and we would submit it to Google. So, like, I'll create the business profile and submit it. But we have to secure the payment in order for you guys to, you know, solicit that space. So, yes, you would have
mm-hmm.
to pay, but I would send you the form, like, right now while I have you on the phone, and then you guys would work on it, you know, over the next day or two and send it back. And we would do a client interview with you tomorrow, and the client interview
mm-hmm.
is where we go over, like, all the keywords and services that you want to be listed for, and we also go over,
okay.
like, the area that you want to cover, and then we purchase the domain name for your website, and we obviously walk you through the interview and get a general idea on how you want your website to look. So we walk you guys through it step by step, but we have your input because you guys are the ones who are going to be dealing with the people on the other end.
Yeah. So on the website, are you going to give me, like, access to it or just you?
Yeah.
Is it just you that, oh, okay.
Yeah, you have full access to everything. There's a tracking system that you can actually download in the form of an app, and it gives you access to everything, your Google business profile, your website, everything from top to bottom. But obviously, we get in there and do all the legwork. We don't expect you to be like a computer wizard or actually hop on there and try to do anything.
Okay.
You know, that's the whole point of our service.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's because there's a lot of people out there doing scams. So I'm just scared.
Oh, no, we're not a scam. If you look up Local Splash, we've been around since 2004. You know, we've been 20 years in business, and we're partnered with Google. Like, we have a badge all over, and you can look up google.com/partners. We got an extensive track record.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
Here, I can actually send you, like, a link, if it makes it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That one's our reviews, and then this is our company website.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all month to month too. Like, all of our clients are coming back at their own will. So we have to make sure it's working for you. Like, if you guys don't get paid, we don't get paid. Because then
mm-hmm.
you're not going to come back next month, right? So, you know, we have to get you up there, get you listed, fulfill our end. And then even though it's month to month, we do send you everything in writing too. You know, you have a service agreement that outlines, like, everything we're doing for you as far as, like, getting listed on the first page, building your website. You know, you have full transparency there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the pricing structure that Tara requested for you guys, the new in business credit, you'd be locked in at that discounted pricing structure. So it won't ever go back up. If you guys want to continue to use it for however long, your bill will stay the same. There's no, like, surprises. There's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees that pop up throughout the month. So you'll know exactly what you're spending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. So I do want to do it, like, for the month, The thing is that I'm in process of getting my, because I do have a license, but it's a standard license. So
okay.
I'm trying to get the, what's it called, this license that I need to do roofing. It's a contractor license, so it's a BCA or an HIC license that I need to get, and I only can get that at the Department of Commerce and Insurance. So I'm in the process of that. So I'm not really sure if you guys will approve and do all that stuff that you're telling me without that license.
Yeah. So let me show you something, Karen, and this will give you a lot of peace of mind. With that, is that we have this form. It's for Google verification. I'm gonna send it to you in text so you can get a general look at it. But it lets you know right at the bottom if you are missing anything. It's okay for us to post you. They just want to make sure that you say, "Hey, I plan on getting it," before you bid on any projects over $25,000. So basically, you would want to focus on like repair work and the smaller jobs in the meantime until you have it. But it tells you right at the bottom of the form, like if you're missing anything, it's not a problem. We can literally just get on a three-way call with the Google headquarters and verify your listing. So that way you don't miss out on having that placement, because the placements are harder to come by than it is to actually go and get your license. As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go get your license over the course of like a couple weeks. The last time we had a spot available for a roofing contractor in this area was over 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an everyday situation where you can go, "Oh, I have a license. Let me put myself on Google." You know, there's a lot of licensed roofers, but they don't have the opportunity to put themselves on Google unless they qualify and they get contacted by a partner. Yeah. So you qualified for the placement. They've already looked into your company before they put you on the qualified candidates list. So I'm sure they didn't have a license for you guys when they put you on the list. But based on what I found online, it says there's a Tennessee contractor's license. It's normal for that to be required before bidding or offering a price for projects $25,000 and up. So us posting you, not a problem. It's you, if you're gonna take jobs or bid on jobs that are over 25,000, it's like proceed at your own risk. You know, it's not that we're not allowed to post you or promote you for that kind of work, right? But it's more so like proceed at your own risk if you're gonna do that. So even a repair job, you know, if he's getting a repair job, you know, he's getting $3,000 to $5,000 for a repair or like a partial roof job. You know, that's going to offset the cost of this by, you know, 10 to 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
just one of those
then,
projects. Pay for it for, like, the year. And then you also can write it off as a business expense.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, I'll try it this month and see.
You're going to love it. Yeah, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, I have no doubt this would be great for you, and it'll really advance your business pretty quickly here. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so 865-236-2389.
Yeah.
Okay. And Karen, I know you said you're the owner, but what's your partner's name? I just want to add him just in case.
What was that? Sorry.
What was your business partner's name?
Nah, you don't have to add him because I'm the owner. So basically, they're just going to ask for the owner, I guess.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discount that I applied.
Oh, okay. It's Linago, Linago Roofing, LLC.
Okay. Is it at Gmail, Yahoo?
@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
Sorry, what was that?
What's the street address where I can send your Google PIN verification letter?
It is 4909 Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, Road, apartment 205.
Okay, I got it. Knoxville, 37918?
Yes, that's correct. So whenever I have changed, like, my address or add another number or whatever, are you going to send me, like, you said I'm going to have access to it, so...
Correct.
Would you explain to me later on how to have access to it and add or take or whatever on the profile?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to schedule a client interview for tomorrow. At the end of the client interview, they're going to send you a separate email that's going to have the link to the downloadable app. It's going to have a YouTube video. It's an instructional YouTube video that shows you how to use the app in the tracking system. It was made by one of our representatives here in-house. And then it'll have your username and password. And then once you log into it, you could change your username and password to whatever you like.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And then also, Karen, sometimes I work with guys that are, like, older, and they're not really computer savvy. So I always send you like, my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service. So I just texted that over to you right now. If you ever have questions, comments, or concerns, or you need to make a change like that, you could always just call in, too. And we have your number, your email on file. Like, we'll know it's you. We could just go in there and make the change real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you have assistance. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Give me one second. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
7 to 6, okay. And is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I would say...
Or I can
Monday
put...
Monday through Saturday.
Through Saturday? Okay. I was going to say, I could put Saturday and Sunday, like, by appointment only, so that way they could still call you. Like, it'll still have the green call icon, but you're not really expected to work those days unless you wanted to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good, by appointment. Yeah.
Yeah. Give you some time. I don't know if you have kids, but I have kids, so I'm like, I like
I
to get my
kids.
Weekends.
I know. Yeah.
But our clients are important, you know. My wife gets super mad at me about that sometimes. Like, get off your phone. I'm like, I can't. He needs help.
Yeah. Sorry, whenever we have kids.
Yeah, it's like, this is what takes care of them all. Okay, and then as far as, like, the payments, are you guys able to accept cash, check, card? Do you offer financing?
Are
you doing any insurance work yet?
Well, we have done a couple of insurance work. It's just so complicated that I'm not really sure if we'll be able to, like, to
it takes a while to get paid like that too sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we've worked it with insurance, so I guess we'll keep doing it. So
okay, so I'll put payment options available. I'll let you guys kind of handle it. So I'll put cash, check, and card, and then payment options available. So that way you guys can discuss their options with them once you're there.
No, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. So I have your business profile created. We will need to buy a domain name for the website and then go over the site with you during the client interview. I want to schedule the client interview with you now. Usually the client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, Karen, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you guys have extra questions. During the setup.
Oh, okay.
What's a good time tomorrow where we can do the client interview with you?
Okay. 2 o'clock would be good.
2 p.m.? Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to schedule it between 2 and 3. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before. Okay, just as a reminder.
Okay.
All right. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know when that text comes through, and then I could always reschedule. But I want to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
With card.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. I know you said, like, multiple times that you're the business owner, but is this under your name or the business name, or does it have both?
It's under my name.
Okay. So just your name. It doesn't have the business name on it?
No, just my name.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I send a business receipt with the company name on it so you guys can write it off later. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, please.
Yeah, add it to your business expenses and just write it off. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Give me a second.
Four four nine five. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/26.
12/26, and then 3-digit code on the back.
005. Yes, 005.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and update. It's weird because it's not registering the two. Oh, there it goes. Okay. It wasn't reading the two zeros. Usually there's like a number there, but it wasn't reading the two zeros. Okay. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you. The voice verification is going to outline the service agreement with the discounted pricing structure. And then I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt, and that way you could sign off on it. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't agree with, Karen, or if you don't understand, just let me know, okay? I can rephrase it for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Lenago Roofing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Karen Rossino, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you say your last name was, Karen?
Rossino, R-E-C-I-N-O-S.
Oh, okay, hold on. R-E-C-I-N-O-S?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. I actually accidentally just put Lenago in there. I didn't catch that until right now. Okay. Let me update. I'm sorry. I never make mistakes like that. It's so weird. Okay, glad I caught it, and that's why we do the voice verification. Okay, and then it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Karen, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. You usually have the best success with immediate response time. However, if you are missing calls, don't panic. There is that tracking system, so it will pipeline their information, but try to get back to them as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then It says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything that you're currently doing, Karen. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, double check with us that you're not paying for something that we're already providing for you. I've set you up with a platinum package bundle, so you really shouldn't need anything else as far as online advertising is concerned. But if you're not sure, just double check. Like I said, we don't want you to pay for something you already have or duplicate anything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 3rd of 2024. It's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for your business at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says that this discounted pricing structure is locked in indefinitely throughout your service agreement. So when the term is completed, it's going to be set up to renew each month on the third day, but you'll keep that same price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Now, it states in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. Then it says we part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to process the payment, and then when the payment clears, you're going to get two text messages. I'm going to hang on the line with you here. They're also going to come in the form of an email. One of them is going to be that Google verification form that I already kind of sent you a link to kind of look at earlier. And then the other one, it will be a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have in black and white, Karen, everything we're doing for you. It'll have all the products, the features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off in your name.
Okay.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to hang on with you and make sure you get those. That's like the most important part of this, because the pricing structure that I have you on is a few hundred dollars less than what we normally charge.
Okay. So this is terms of experience.
Yep, that's it. And so if you click on that, yeah, it should have everything outlined in black and white. So it's going to have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. You have a baby there with you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep looking around like, what am I hearing? You know, I'm thinking it's something in my office. Yeah. I'm always got
no,
the kids.
I have my kids.
Oh, how old?
Yeah, I have my kids. Okay, give me 1 second. My
that one sounds really tiny.
Sorry?
The baby that I keep hearing sounds really small. Like, can't be, like, more than 6 months old.
No, he's actually 2.
Oh, really? That's strange.
Yeah,
my son's 2. He's about to be 3 on the 28th of this month. But he doesn't sound like that. He screams.
Sometimes he screams too.
He has his moments, yeah.
So it says here that on the website support, hosting, and maintenance, it's just going to include 30 minutes of technical support per month.
30 minutes of
technical support. Yes, there's additional website project management is provided to client in 5 hours for any portion thereof at a rate of $370 per each occurrence.
You're on which part? My site?
Website.
Support?
Mm-hmm.
All website hosting and maintenance fees will be included within the term of the agreement. This includes 30 minutes of technical support per month for web hosting and storage. Oh, that's for storage and web hosting. That's for hosting.
Oh, okay.
You probably won't even use a minute of that. So
okay.
Yeah, the hosting is included in your package, but that doesn't have to do with, like, actual support for your site.
Oh, okay. We're
already hosting it, and then you have unlimited support if you want to make changes or modifications to it.
Okay, bandwidth policy. There's an additional 19 monthly charge for up. So here it says there's a $19 extra that I need to pay if I go over the 750 MB, which I don't even, oh, the 2 GB. What does that mean?
Additional bandwidth is needed. There's an additional 19-month charge for up to, the company is not liable for negative consequences due to exceeding. Oh, so your site is up to a 2 GB site. So if you say you want to put more than 2 GB on there, then they're going to charge you. So if you're saying, like, hey, I want to put, like, a 10-minute video on my website, it's going to take up more bandwidth, and that site's going to be, like, more than 2 GB large. So then it changes, you know, we get charged differently for it, so then they charge you for it. I don't think you'll need that. You could put up to, like, we always say put up to a minute and 30 seconds if you're going to make a video. Most people don't even make a video at all, but it's really
what
at your own discretion.
Pictures? Do you know how many pictures I can upload?
Yeah, you can. I have one client of mine actually has a portfolio on his site. It's like 1,048 photos that we've accumulated over like 10 years of working with him. So, it's a lot. You can fit a lot of photos with 2 GB. You can fit a lot. It's mostly the only time you're ever going to even approach that 2 GB is if you have videos. It's like if you put a bunch of videos on the site.
Okay. So here it says installation fee.
I don't think
I'm going to need that, or do I?
No.
There's a lot of fees that I'm seeing that I'm just...
Yeah, so the most important thing when it tells you right at the beginning on the first part with website support, hosting, and maintenance, all website hosting and maintenance fees will be included within the term of your agreement. So while you're working with us, you're not subject to any of these fees. It's more so if you cancel your first page placement, but you want to keep these other services, right? Like, let's say you don't want to pay monthly, but you want to keep your website, and then your website has, then you will dive into that. While you're using our services, there's no other charges, Karen. It's just the $2.99. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, I think, yeah, it does. So, one other thing that I wanted to ask you is, so I'm trying this. Let me see it. The following is needed to get started with the program by signing consent to background check.
Oh, it has that. You're wrong. Last name at the bottom too. Still says Lanago.
I haven't seen that. Oh, yeah, Karen Lanago.
Here, let me update. I changed it on the account, but this is reflecting the billing information. Don't sign that one. Let me get you the one with your actual. Yeah, because this will be a part of the write-off. It has to have your actual name on it, so you can write it off. All right, so let me initial invoice. It's going to be the same thing. I'm just changing the name. Okay. So you'll see the charges at the bottom where it'll say, like, $199 local and then $100 for Facebook ads, and then reoccurring monthly is going to be $299.
I'm still looking at this.
Okay.
No
problem.
It's so big.
Yeah, it's a pretty long one.
People should make these agreements more simple.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is designed to be simple. These are the stuff that's in there is more so like in case of cancellation and you want to keep certain things. Like, it lets you know, like, all you pay when you go to the bottom on payments, it's, like, $4,324. You pay Local Splash $299 to activate your services. Future billing amounts will be billed automatically on the same credit card on file. The reoccurring charge is $299. So while you're doing this and while you're doing first page placement and while you're on board with us month in and month out, your bill's the same. There's no other charges or surprises for anything. Website, everything that's mentioned in this agreement is a part of that. There's no other fees. It lets you, Yeah. I didn't pull any fast ones on you, Karen. It's only if, like, you say, hey, you want to cancel, but, hey, I want to keep my website. You know, then they're like, okay, it costs us $99 to get your domain name. So it'd be $99 if you want to keep that domain name. And then they'll have, like, the hosting fee, which is normal. Like, if you go buy a website, you'll probably pay a lot more than $99 for a domain. Then you got to put all the hours into graphic design, and then you also have to have somebody do hosting. Always. Like, you always have to have a host for a website, just for a website to exist and be up and running and actually have information on it. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you send me the correct one?
Yeah, I resent over the initial one. So you should have a copy of it. It'll look exactly the same. It'll just have the different name.
Oh, yeah, I just thought.
There you go.
So I agreed to receive messages sent to my phone number.
Mm-hmm. Those are texts. From time to time, I may text you. Just to, if it's something simple, if it's something major, then we'll call you unless you don't want us calling you at all. You could opt out, or if you don't want text messages at all, we'll only call and email.
No. So do I just sign it where it says confirm signature?
Yeah, you click on it and you just type your first and last as it appears above.
Yeah, now it's popping something to log in.
Okay, that's for the tracking system. Right now, don't worry about that. There's nothing in the tracking system. As I told you earlier, at the end of your client interview tomorrow, I have you scheduled. I sent you a calendar invitation between 2 and 3 o'clock. They're going to send you the downloadable app version, so that way you don't have to have that like PC version right there. And then also, you'll have your own username and password. You could change it once you log into it to whatever you like. And there's also going to be a YouTube video in there that'll show you how to use the tracking system. It's about 7 or 8 minutes long.
Yeah, I just saw the invitation.
Okay, yeah, that's for the client interview. And then the other form, though, that's really important is the Google verification form. So in the same text messages, there's that link in there. It'll say localsplash.com, or it says url.localsplash.com/Google. And I know you don't have the license, but try to fill this out as much as you can, Karen. And then it tells you right at the bottom, sometimes if you're missing something, like a license, then we need a three-way call with the Google rep on the line and verify your listing over the phone. So it asks that you're open to that option. So there's like a little box that you check.
Where did you say that was?
Yeah, so if you go to your text, you'll see a text that'll say Karen, or say Local Splash Karen, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. And then there's a link in there.
Yeah.
So if you click on that. Yeah, click on that. Usually I just kind of like send these off, but I want to make sure you could see it, you know, and understand like what we got to do.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just fill this out, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it takes my clients like 2 to 3 days to get back to me with all that information. Try to get it back as quickly as you can. I understand that you might be missing some stuff. That's totally fine. And then once you submit it, that'll actually go straight to the Google headquarters. Like, we're not going to post any of this personal stuff on there. But they'll give you a badge and a check mark if they verify it on your Google business profile that we're creating for you. If they don't verify it, then we have to three-way call with them on the line and let them know what's going on. Like, okay, she's planning on getting the license. That's the only reason why we didn't submit the license currently. And then they'll let us go ahead and post you.
Okay.
So nothing's going to stop us. You'll be okay. But I do recommend getting the license, though, at some point. Because you're going to want those larger jobs, like especially when summertime rolls around. Right now, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can focus on repairs. But, I mean, one of those large jobs can probably book you guys up for the whole summer. I mean, some roofs. I've had roofs in this area, you know, 40, 50 grand.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, they get up there in certain areas, certain zip codes. At least that's what it tells me on the Google Analytics. Certain zip codes, like the cost of the home and the roofs are a lot higher. So, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, Karen, please don't hesitate to call in, okay? We've been in business for 20 years. We have a bunch of professionals here. You know, we know exactly what we need to do in order to get your company on that first page and show you success. So, like, if you feel like you're missing anything, don't hesitate to call. That's the whole point of the service, is to make sure that your business isn't lacking in this department.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll circle back with you tomorrow for that client interview, okay? I got it locked in between 2 and 3.
Okay. Yeah, I see it here.
Okay, perfect. You have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.